Just bear with me. I do not like to be up here, but Tim and God said I must, so here I am. Okay. I entitle this God's Love. When you're in the valley, do you remember how God showed his love to you through others, through a word, through an experience? Do you hold on to those and trust his love will get you through even when all you see is darkness and high cliffs on either side of you? Do you remember to thank him for those times, or are you on the mountaintop of life where everything is going good and your walk with God is going good? Are you still thanking God for his love and how it brought you through to where you are now? Don't ever forget to keep recounting all that God's love has done in your life and that he is there whether you're in the valley or on the mountain. Sometimes holding on to those memories and times is the only thing that will keep you going, depending where you are at, and make you remember that you don't do anything on your own. God is always with you. I want to share a time that I was in the deepest, darkest valley I had ever been in and didn't even know it at the time. But God's love brought me through. I have shared this with only a few other people, and my family is just hearing it now. Also, so please bear with me. 2 years ago, I had just moved to PA to be in a 5-month internship that taught me how to develop a real relationship with Jesus. I knew that that was where God wanted me, but I had a lot of baggage trailing after me. I had just started coming out of a very deep depression and not really caring about myself or anyone around. I have always struggled with depression and low self-esteem and thoughts of why did God even make me when I can't do anything right. Not a good combination. I didn't have a job there, and 2 or 3 days before I left, I still wasn't sure where I was going to live. God showed his love to me through a young family that didn't know me nor I them, but they said they prayed about it and felt that God wanted me there. I couldn't believe it. We agreed on rent and what they expected of me while I was there. I was fine with it. I figured I would be able to pay because I'd get a job and have money to pay bills and have a little left over. How good it is that we cannot see into the future. 2 months later, I was still looking for a job and wasn't too worried about having enough to pay rent and bills when I was getting ready to go on a bus with a bunch of others to D.C. for a prayer rally. My director pulled me aside and told me my check bounced. It was only for $15. How could that happen? I was careful with my money. It turns out that through my depression, I was recording my purchases but not subtracting or adding in my checkbook. When you're going through depression, you're in a fog and don't really know what's going on around you or how you even get through the day. I was confused and scared. I knew God had wanted me there in PA for that time. How could I not have money or get a job? I had put applications in all over and nothing so far. I was slowly falling back into depression with each day. 2 weeks before, one of the worst things I ever could have imagined happening to me, I had gone to Gateway House of Prayer to hear a guest speaker. His name is Andy Bird, and he's a leader at YWAM Base in Hawaii. He's a powerful man of prayer, and God speaks through him to others in an amazing way. He spoke that night about how insecurity in a person's life gets in the way of knowing God's will for him or her. At the end, he said that if anyone wanted to come up for prayer, to come to the front. I fairly flew up the aisle. I was one of the last ones in line, and he seemed to be taking forever to get to me. I was so close to going back to my seat, but I didn't. He finally stopped in front of me and laid his hands on me and started praying. I will never forget his words. The first ones were, "You are beautiful to me," over and over. There was such an intensity in the way he said it that I opened my eyes and looked into his eyes. What I say there made me weep. There was such love for me blazing out of those bright blue eyes, and I knew in that second that that was God looking at me out of Andy's eyes. I had never truly realized how much God really loves me. I'm sorry if I start crying. Until then, the next words rocked me to my core because I had never told anyone how I felt or certain thoughts that had gone through my head at different times in my life. And that is how I knew it was God speaking through a stranger to me. He said, "You are not ever to entertain thoughts of self-hatred or suicide again. Sorry. When they come up, you are to rebuke them and remember that you are mine, and I have put you here for a purpose," or something to that effect. I stayed on my knees for a long time that night, praying and sobbing without words. 2 weeks later, if I had not heard those words from God, I would not be standing in front of you now today. That one of the worst things, it was either a letter or a phone call telling me I had no money in the bank, and I was in the negative by quite a bit. How could I stay? How was I going to pay rent or bills? I couldn't tell my family. They had already helped me so much in my life. I was less than nothing, ready to end it all. Then God's words came flooding back to me. You are beautiful. I have plans for you. I love you. God's love came shining through in amazing ways. I got a check in the mail for $600-some. Totally forgot that I had put some stocks in Walmart when I worked there. It paid bills and rent that month. I started getting a blessing check from my parents every month that helped me buy supplies and groceries. There was a discount grocery store in town where I could get groceries. I finally got a job, quit that one, and ended up with three more. Some months I only had $14 in my account after I had paid my bills. When I needed to get an eye exam and new contacts but wasn't sure how I was going to do that, my dad called me out of the blue asking me if I needed to get that done and if I could afford it. I told him I thought I could do it, but ended up getting a blessing check from them and extra money just for the contacts. At the same time, I got an encouragement card with a check in the mail. I put it to good use for the things mentioned earlier and bills and a pair of shoes. That was just for fun, the shoes. Then when I came back to Delaware because God was calling me back here, I couldn't find a job. It felt like deja vu. Why, God, why? Then I got a job parking cars at the state fair through SIM. 5 months later, I got a steady job at a doctor's office through Teresa Miller. And during the time I was looking for a job, I watched my nephews and Jill's kids. God gave me that time with my nephews, and I treasured it because I don't have time to spend too much time with them now so that I work full time. These jobs came when I was wondering once again how I was going to get through it all, knowing that this is where God wants me to be right now. I tell you my story so that you can know, no matter what you're going through, and even if you're questioning where God is in the midst of your trials, without a doubt, he's right beside you and loves you very much and has a plan for you, no matter what he allows to happen in your life or others. Many of you have stories of God's love and how he pulled you through your valleys. Share them. Let others know what he's done for you so we all can rejoice in his goodness and love. And look back and remember and never forget, he's always with you no matter what.